They were heading to the baseball field in her old neighborhood, the one where Cassie had swung and missed more times than she could count, the one where Cassie's dad, Harlan McKinney, had hugged her after a skinned knee, after a tough loss, after a mean joke from the pitcher. Now, with every step she took, her blood ran hotter, her breath pulsed quicker in her lungs. She raised a hand to shield her eyes from the blinding sun, which had just peeked out over the trees like it knew the crowd needed its own audience. As she approached the field, the charge in the air became palpable. These people, despite their varied ages, races, and backgrounds, had a shared mission, and Cassie felt their energy in her body. Her fingers twitched, her stomach knotted. "Let's do this," she thought, and then, smaller, "Please let me feel something new. Anything." Her mother had disabled hive alerts on her phone, but there was nothing her mother could do to her phone that Cassie couldn't undo. Rachel was a classics professor, not a coder. Cassie's phone wasn't even running the software it had come with. It ran a custom variant she and her dad had cobbled together. Now, its sudden burst of pings made her jump. This was it. All around her, people were receiving the same notification she had just heard through her earbud. He was here. The crowd roared. So Cassie did, too, the sound surprising her as it reached up her throat, around her teeth. It felt unexpectedly good to yell. Because all the others around her were stomping their feet and shaking their fists, she did as well. And that also felt good, kind of. It was real, and it wasn't pain, so that counted for something. Cassie tried not to think about it too deeply, but for months she hadn't been able to shake the feeling that she was viewing the world from a distance, like she was occupying a different physical plane from everyone around her. Here, in this moment, Cassie thought, maybe she could see things normally again. She could feel things normally again. She could belong. And right now, she belonged here, at Rash Field, with the others who'd also been drawn here by GPS and Wi-Fi and the unrelenting triangulation of cell towers. "Do your justice," the synthetic voice in her ear said, followed by the hashtag. Everyone else heard the same. Cassie had always hated being tall, a trait she'd inherited from her dad, but today it felt like a sign. Her first hive mob, and she practically had a front row seat. She saw the perpetrator immediately, a slight, sandy-haired man, his head down, climbing the bleachers as he'd been instructed to do by the thousands who logged their votes locally. It took him forever to reach the top. When he did, Cassie took note of how his shoulders, which had been sagging, suddenly straightened, how his slight frame suddenly seemed to grow in size. This man was determined, Cassie realized, almost proud. Well, he wouldn't be proud for long.